we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good Thursday morning to you, Brevard County. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so I just want to say hello. We're coming to you live from WMIE Studios this morning. And I'm trying to give as much practical wisdom as well as scriptural insight as I can to help you through Hurricane Irma recovery. And I hope that it comes across as being a pastoral ministry. And so last night we did not get to have service. We didn't get running water until very late in the day. But this coming Sunday morning, because we do have water now, which means that you can flush toilets now, we will be gathered and we will be praising the Lord and worshiping His holy name. And so that's we're going to be back to our normal Sunday morning schedule, but I do have some exciting announcements that I'm going to be making today about everything that is going on. And as I was on my way in here this morning, after I had a hot shower at my house, praise the Lord and thank you, City of Cocoa Water Department, our water came back on to an adequate percentage yesterday. I was able to take not just a shower, but a hot shower this morning. And so we're back to where we're able to function. We don't have to worry about how we're going to deal with the situations in our home as much as now we can focus on helping our communities. And we had to drive my wife down to Melbourne yesterday. Melbourne, I want you to know that we are not just focused on Central Brevard County, but noticed a great deal of power outages down there, businesses that are closed, and it just seems like it's reaching the entire part of the county. But I will tell you that as we were driving back, my wife got a text that said an area that had been out of power, it looked like it was out of power when we drove by, but she received a text shortly after that that the power was back on and she was able to go back to work today. And so each and every day, we're going to get one step closer to recovery. And I'm going to try and share some pastoral wisdom from the Word of God a little bit later in the program. So I remember going through a crisis one time with a family, and I watched how they responded to the crisis. Now, There were two different, there was a husband and a wife in that situation, and ordinarily the demeanor of one of the members was to just fly off the handle and panic right away, and the other one would tend on a normal everyday basis to deal things in a calm, a cool, and collected manner. But when the crisis hit, the person who normally flew off of the handle and panicked about everything automatically flipped a switch and their personality changed entirely, and their initial response was calm, cool, and collected. The person who was normally calm, cool, and collected, theirs flipped a switch and they went into full-fledged panic mode. But then the next day, the switches flipped again, and they were right back to where they were before. And so I don't know how you are handling this crisis. I pray that you are handling it with the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, and patience, and long-suffering, and gentleness, and goodness, and all of that good stuff there that is in Galatians chapter 5. So I pray that you are doing that, but you're not just doing that for an episode, that you are doing that for a regular basis. So there are still a number of people who have power outages. Some have had their power turned back on. Some have their water back on. We still have portions of our neighborhood that do not have power because there's a tree that is down, and they're generally focused on dealing with large blocks of power outages first and then working their way down to smaller ones. There are some people who still don't have water back, but I believe that you'll be seeing those come back in just a short period of time. Like I said, we got water back at the church and our house yesterday. There was a water main that broke coming underneath the 520 Causeway Bridge, I believe is where it was, and they got that repaired to a large extent. And so everybody on the Barrier Islands from Patrick Air Force Base up are very, very thankful today. So when I left here yesterday, I had had contact with our disaster relief services and called Convoy of Hope. 100% of donations to Convoy of Hope go towards disaster relief. There is no administrative overhead. That is all funded in a different manner. So everything that comes in for disaster relief goes to disaster relief. And we were there for Harvey. We are scattered throughout the state. In fact, they pre-position a number of their vehicles. They, for instance, the email that I got yesterday said that they had sent 118 trucks to Texas for Harvey recovery, and over 101 of those had already been distributed. And I'm not sure what we're going to be able to do, if we're going to be able to do anything with them down here. But we've contacted them and we're still waiting to hear back from them. But after I left here yesterday, I got a phone call from my presbyter. He said that he had someone contact him with a number of resources, and he's trying to get them to come our way. Well, that evidently fell through. But a little bit later in the day, he called me back and he said, I just got contacted from a pastor in our area who happens to be out of state right now, and he has made contact, and he's got a truckload of hurricane supplies. And I told him we couldn't use them, but they're sending it your way. And so I went from a possibility of three trucks down to one truck, but maybe two trucks. I don't really know. So I want to encourage you to go to Facebook and log on to the Merit Assembly of God page. We are going to be a distribution site. I have no idea what's coming. I do know that there's water that's coming. There's like 32 pallets of water. Even though your water is back on, it is not drinkable. So do not drink that. You could make yourself sick. You want to use that. And if you are going to use it for food prep or drinking, make sure that you boil it. You're on a boil alert notice for several days now until they get that tasted, or until they get that tested. no tasting until after testing. So it looks like now, because the schedule when I first talked to the people looked like the relief supplies were going to be here on Tuesday. But it now looks like those could be in position that they may come in the middle of the night, Saturday night, and we would be distributing them Sunday afternoon at Merit Assembly of God. So log on to Facebook, go to Merit Assembly of God, and like the page, and we will keep that page updated with the timing and the location. It'll be on first come, first serve basis. I have no control over what's coming. I have no control over what time it's coming, but I am needing a forklift. I've got a place that I can rent one, very thankful for that. But if somebody in the listening audience can help with a forklift, you can reach us at 321-454-4263. We do not have a dock, so it's got to be something that can function well enough to unload a semi-tractor trailer and be able to get it down onto the ground so that we can distribute it. So our plans as of right now, which is 8:39, 8:40, on Thursday morning, September the 14th, is to distribute those items Sunday afternoon, right after our morning service. Probably begin distribution around 1 o'clock. We'll have more manpower. We're going to cancel our Sunday night service so that we can get these hurricane supplies to the people who need them the most. So that's what it currently looks like. But do check our Facebook page and make sure that you pay attention to that, because that will have the latest information. I'm also posting on Facebook on the North Banana River webpage. I don't even can't give you the exact name for that. That's a community that I live in. But check Facebook. You can find me. My name's Bob Arthurs. You can become a friend of mine. I'm posting both places. And if you want to come and help distribute, hey, we're a small church, and all the manpower that we can get will be greatly utilized. This is for the glory of God. And so we're just trying to be a distribution point. So if you're in Melbourne, if you're in the beaches, wherever you might be, hopefully Sunday afternoon, we will be able to meet some of those needs. My wife and I ended up at a local grocery store last night, and they said, hey, if you need water, if you need bread, and there was something else, ice, if you need any of those three things, you have to be at our store first thing of a morning, because it goes in a hurry. So there's going to be a need for several days here. And so hopefully if any of these things can be a blessing to you, get the word out. I don't care where, I don't care who, we just want to be a blessing. And if we can serve as a distribution point, that is what we want to do. So that's going to take place, the distribution, in our parking lot, 165 North Grove Street, there on Merritt Island, two blocks north of 520. And it looks like right now that the first distribution, there may be a second one, that's still up in the air at this point in time, will be Sunday afternoon, roughly around 1 o'clock. So it looks like we might be unloading a truck. If you're coming to expecting to see a pastor looking dapper in a three-piece suit, or actually I haven't worn a three-piece suit in a long time, but if I'm unloading a truck in the middle of the night, I'm probably going to be preaching in blue jeans, and that's okay. So we're just going to do the best that we can. The information comes and it changes. It's all contingent upon these supplies are coming out of South Carolina. And I'll give you more information on that here when I have it anchored down a little bit better. So something that I thought of yesterday as we were going along was, don't forget to treat four-way a traffic signal that is not working as a four-way stop. Now, here's how I know that, because I was at a four-way stop yesterday. They had stop signs there, and there was a person that just blew right by. And so even though it is a four-way stop and you've stopped and there's nobody else there, if you are going through one of those, make sure that you look both ways, double check. You want to make sure that you're not T-boned in the process because somebody else isn't paying attention. So be very, very careful about that. I received this email last night from Senator Marco Rubio, and it says, staying safe, recovering from Hurricane Irma. And so I just want to take a few moments here and read some of these to you. And it says, be careful on the roads because emergency workers may be assisting people in flooded areas or cleaning up debris. You can help them by staying off the roads and out of the way. So if you see a road that's impassable, you don't want to just automatically assume that you can get through there. If your power is out, safely use a generator or candles. Keep generators outside and far away from windows, doors, and vents. Read both the label on your generator and the owner's manual and follow the instructions. And please hear me. If you are elderly or if you have health issues and you do not have air conditioning, please seek a shelter that does have air conditioning, because you don't want to put yourself in a life-threatening situation we had down in South Florida. Do not use a generator inside a home, basement, shed, or garage, even if doors and windows are open. If using candles, please use caution. If possible, use flashlights instead. If you must use candles, do not burn them on or near anything that can catch fire, such as curtains. I've known that to happen to other people. Avoid plugging in. This one here is a very good point. Avoid plugging emergency generators into electric outlets or hooking them directly into your home's electrical system that can feed electricity back into the power lines, putting you and the line workers in danger. So plug your appliances directly into the generator. Don't plug your generator into your power supply. Avoid downed power or utility lines. They may be live with deadly voltage. Stay away and report them immediately to your power or utility company. Once you and your family and friends are safe, Floridians who have sustained property damage are urged to register with FEMA at disasterassistance.gov. There is still transitional sheltering assistance available from FEMA. And so let's go on. Flood insurance. You can check your policy on that. Protecting you and your family from scams. I wanted to share this with you because you're going to have, if you've got damage, there are going to be people coming around trying to help you out. Now, I will say this. If there's something minor that Merit Assembly of God can do to help you out, we will do it. We will do it free of charge. We, you know, such as clearing debris away from your driveway, things like that, taking shutters down, some of those sorts of things, we can probably get a little bit of help to you in that way. But if somebody's coming to try and get you to hire them, this is what Senator Rubio's statement says. Always contact your insurance company before you hire a contractor. Watch out for people who want you to pay upfront fees. Contractors selling repairs door to door, especially when they ask to receive payment upfront or offer deep discounts. You can verify whether a contractor is valid by going to www.sunbiz.org or .gov. I'm not sure which one it is. It's either sunbiz.org or sunbiz.gov. And it'll give you a list, and so you can type it in there. They're all alphabetized and all that. Con artists posing as government employees. I heard of one situation in a state where people were posing as electrical utility workers because homes were all shuttered up, and then they were actually there to rob. So be wary of con artists posing as government employees, insurance adjusters, law enforcement officials, or bank employees. It is easy to fake credibility in uniforms. Do not give out personal information to people you don't know. Government employees never charge to help you get a benefit or service and never ask for payment of financial information. Be wary of fake charities. So normally they will try and come up with a name that is pretty similar to a legitimate charity. If you don't know them, don't recognize them, don't give out donations over the phone. Be wary of limited time offers. And if you don't do this right now, you're not going to get this price. Be very wary of that. And, this was something that this hit me yesterday. It's like, oh my goodness, I need to make sure that I go to the bank. I'd been so busy that I hadn't got to go to the bank. But if you are having trouble, if you suffered financial losses during this time, contact your mortgage servicer and see if they will work with you during this time. I know that I received a phone call from my mortgage company, and they told us that they were going to work with us. You can contact your credit card companies and other lenders and let them know what is going on and see what you can work out. Contact utility companies. If your home is damaged to the point you can't live in it, ask the utility companies to suspend your service. This could help free up money in your budget for other expenses. After contacting the companies related to your most urgent financial needs, take a look at your bills and set priorities. Include your mortgage, rent, and insurance payments. Given the countless people experiencing distress from flooding, contacting your creditors may be difficult. Be persistent and make every effort to reach them. Can I tell you this? Don't ignore phone calls and things like that. Communicate, communicate, communicate. And then one last area for veterans. If a veteran is displaced and has lost their medication and no longer has a written prescription or bottle, they can contact the Health Resources Center Disaster Hotline. to speak with a representative. And so that's information straight from Marco Rubio. So I know that normally I'm talking about the Word of God, but we're talking about real, physical, tangible, legitimate needs here. And I want to make sure that you are alive. Now, I do want to go to the Word today, and I want to talk about Elijah. And this is something that is very real. It's very real in my life and your life. And that is, a lot of times after you have come through a crisis and you've experienced a spiritual victory, that the enemy will come in and will try and disrupt that. And Elijah shows many signs of being depressed right after the spiritual victory on Mount Carmel, where the prophets of Baal were, and Ashtoreth, there were 850 prophets that ended up being defeated that day. And Israel said, "The Lord is God, the Lord, He is God." And so there's this spiritual victory. And God's great mercy, Elijah goes and he prays and he sees that a storm is coming. And Ahab, the point man of wickedness in Israel, he was the king of Israel. Elijah goes to him and he said, "If you don't want to die," this is the Bob Arthur's paraphrase version, "you need to get to safety and you need to get there now because there's the sound of great rain that is coming." And so Ahab gets on his fastest horses and he gets there. And by the way, Elijah is girded with the Spirit of the Lord and he gets to the destination before Ahab does. Now we could think, you know, he might just have had a different mode of transportation, but it says that he tucked his cloak in, he girded up his loins, and he ran ahead of Jezebel to the entrance of Jezreel. That's in 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, 1 Kings chapter 19 says this, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, all how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, 'So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.' And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there." And you can go on and read in 1 Kings chapter 19, and you would see just how discouraged and hopeless Elijah had become. All because of Jezebel. Now, Jezebel, you would think that if Ahab told her, "Honey, you wouldn't believe what God just did. I mean, there was fire that came down out of heaven. All of the prophets of Baal had prayed and Ashtoreth had prayed and they'd prayed and they had gone through all of this religious activity and nothing happened. And all of a sudden, Elijah, one man, built an altar, soaked it, and all of a sudden he prayed a simple prayer and God answered by fire. It consumed the sacrifice, consumed the stones, although the water was gone. It was truly amazing. And then, honey, he spared my life. He sent me, he gave me direction." You would think that Jezebel would be very excited that her husband had just been spared by the man of God. You would think it would be a turning point. You would think that some of the things that we've gone through in this community would be a turning point, but it will only be a turning point if we allow ourselves to respond to the Spirit of God. And Jezebel, whose heart was hard, she looked at what she lost rather than what she had maintained. She lost the spiritual leadership of Baal in the community, and she focused on that rather than realizing that she still had her husband who was the king. The only reason Jezebel had any authority in the kingdom was because of whom she was in covenant relationship with. That's the same with you and I. The only authority that we have is because we walk in covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jezebel focused on what she lost rather than what she gained. And I want you to understand today that there may be some home damage. There may be some fence damage. There may be some tree damage. There may be some financial issues that have come along. But I want you to look around and see what you still have. You still have breath in your lungs. You still have people who love you. And focus on that and don't allow bitterness and disappointment and heartache to fill your life. Now, Jezebel and Ahab, they had a crazy relationship. In 1 Kings chapter 20, I think this is one of the funniest stories in the Bible. Let me read 1 Kings chapter 20. Now, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his forces together. 32 kings were with him, and with horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria, and he made war against it. Then he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and he said to him, "Thus says Ben-Hadad, listen to this, your silver and your gold are mine, your loveliest wives and children are mine." And the king of Israel answered and said, "My lord, O king, just as you say, I and all that I have are yours." Okay? So he says, your silver is mine, your gold is mine, and your wives and your children, they're all mine. And he looked over at Jezebel and says, "Hey, I'm powerless to stop him." Later on, the next day, the servant comes back and he says, "Whatever is pleasant in your eyes, that's going to be taken as well." And Ahab said, "Now that's going too far." And I want to ask you today, what is it that is pleasant in your eyes? Do not let that thing become an idol. Remember to keep the priorities, as Peter Lord used to say, keep the main thing, the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. And so I want you to keep perspective today. Don't get discouraged. God ends up revealing himself to Elijah that he is bigger than Ahab, bigger than Jezebel, bigger than all of the prophets of any God, of all gods. He's more powerful than all the nations, and he's still got an assignment. If you are alive today, it's still because God has purpose for you. David did not die until he had fulfilled his purpose that God had for him in the land of the living. And so I'm here today to let you know, if you're alive, if you're breathing, you still have purpose today. Do not let the aftermath of the storm, sometimes after a great spiritual victory, the devil will come in and try and get you overwhelmed and discouraged. Don't allow that. Continue to press in to God and allow God to remind you, you still have purpose. There are still things that I need you to do. Elijah still had three people that God wanted him to anoint. And so I encourage you to do that. Listen, we're going to have church Sunday morning, 9:30 for Sunday school, worship at 10:30, no PM service. And as of right now, we are going to have the hurricane distribution. It looks like Sunday afternoon, but that is all contingent upon the timing of the truck's arrival. So please be patient with us. Please be flexible. Check Facebook, and we will keep you updated on our webpage as to what is going on. But whatever you do, first of all, don't panic. God has given you peace. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Love your neighbors. It is joy. Find something. Listen, at our house last night, we had some people over, and they were experiencing great joy. That lady still had no power going on. Don't let the devil steal the fruit of the Spirit from you. Check in tomorrow. We will give you an update here as well. God bless you. Let God use you today for the glory of Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."